Okay, so Mitzvah, what I want to do today is I want to finish up what we were talking about last week, the halachic, we'll alumnus a little bit about domestic abuse, then we'll get to the alumnus of it today. Next week, Mitzvah with Shavuos v'Tammuz Nidcha, we're going to have a share about Shavuos v'Tammuz Nidcha. So next week we're going to discuss, if anyone remembers, we discussed this topic once a few years ago, but it's good to go through it again. We'll be discussing the alumnus of a Tainus Nidcha. We have it for two of them. We have both Tisha B'Av and Shavuos v'Tammuz, so we'll spend some time discussing what exactly is the alumnus behind the Tainus Nidcha, the Nafkaminos, the famous Avdei Nezer, a lot of Gishmak alumnus, which we'll get to Blineder for next week. Very quickly on the parasha, there's a lot to talk about. We had an hour-long share on it, and there's still more to talk about, because I think we only got to half the parasha in the Chumash share. But it's very interesting. One of the perhaps more interesting storylines in the parasha that doesn't get as much attention as Moshe Rabbeinu hitting the rock is what happens when the Jewish people complain again after that whole story. They complain about there's no water, and there's they're sick of the man, and they get a very funny punishment. They get punished with snakes. And the way they fix it is by taking a snake and staring at the snake. The whole story is very, somewhat strange. And there's a lot of different ways you can ask the kasha. On one hand, you can ask that, the way I asked it was, Akash Baruch has many tools in his bag. In last week's parasha, he opened up the ground. In this week's parasha, we have a talking donkey. And what do we have in last week's parasha? Snakes. It's a desert. There's going to be snakes. If Hashem wants to wow us with a punishment, snakes was a little bit of a letdown. Like, really? Oh, wow, because you're in a desert, now there's going to be snakes, they're going to die from the snakes. So Rav Shamshon Rav Hirsch explains it like this. Rav Shamshon Rav Hirsch says that was exactly the lesson. The lesson was that look what happens when I'm not involved in your life. You think you forgot for 40 years, you thought that these snakes were just not around you for, natural purposes. No, it's because I protected you. And the moment I just stop protecting you, those snakes are going to bite you. So that's the way Rav Shamshon Rav Hirsch looks at the whole storyline. It's a reminder of how Hashem provides everything for us, and we take for granted. I was telling this to kids very often. As children, we take for granted what our parents give us. It's just a given. You show up in the morning. Like I always joke with my kids. They ask me, what's for supper tonight? I say, you had supper last night. You'll have supper tomorrow night. Who said you get supper tonight? So you get it every night. Mechateso. Right? It's a given that parents give their kids three meals a day, right? So it's just that we get used to it. We don't stop at meals. If someone's actually processing these things for me, they're giving it to me, they're going to the store, they're buying it for me. So we do the same thing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We forget that he's providing every little detail of our life. He provides. And if he would decide not to provide, we wouldn't have it. That's how Rav Shamshon Rav Hirsch explains the whole storyline. But I found later that the Nesiv HaShalom, the Slan Rebbe, has a different take. Also very similar, but very insightful. So the Slan Rebbe writes that this mistake of Bnei Yisrael this complaining of Bnei Yisrael was unlike the other complaining. Because the other complaining, there was somewhat justification for it. Let's say earlier in the parasha, they had no water. You can't survive without water. We pointed that from the Chizkuni. But he says this complaint was just because they didn't like the plan of Hashem. They wanted one trajectory of life, and Hashem said, no, we're going this way. So that was their problem. Their problem was they were sick of the lechem akolokel. What were they sick about? Man is awesome. What were they sick about? So they were sick about they just had enough of this style of life. They didn't like this way of living. They wanted, the way we go to the store and buy bread. This path that Hashem put them on was bothering them. That's what they didn't like about it. They just weren't happy with the situation they found themselves in. And the mistake they made is they have to realize that every path Hashem puts us on, we're there for a reason, we're there for a purpose. He said the nochash is one of the most complicated animals to understand. The nochash is everything he wants. And he goes around and bites people. And he gets nothing out of the biting. Because he's just a miserable person. He's just unhappy with everything that he has. He writes that the nochash is the poster boy for Ra. He embodies bad. So therefore we have them put up the snake on the stick and remind us, don't be like that snake. Don't be upset with everything you have and be forbidden about everything you have. Be appreciative for everything you have. Be happy with everything you have. Be grateful for everything you have because everything Hashem gave you is specifically tailor-made for you. And that's why he, Bedavka, gave it to you. Okay, interesting ideas to take away from last week's parasha. Okay, we're holding over here on the paper that says, Shir Samach Beis, Le'inyin Mako Ishtoi. We started talking last week, a little bit off the topic because I wanted the Daf Yomi to catch up to us. So the Daf Yomi now started Ksubis, so now I feel more comfortable. Because by the time we finish this week and next week, maybe they'll almost be up to our sugya. But we started talking about an interesting shaila, because we learned a lot about hakov. We spent a lot of good time in the Gemara and Ksubis talking about hitting people. And the question came up about spousal abuse. So we started to talk in the Rishonim, and it's important because for the alumnus today, you'll see why I'm focusing on this. But we started to talk about, and last week we saw Tshuva Samar Rutenberg, or Zerua, early Rishonim, who all made the argument that the source in the Gemara for Isra Hakos Ishtoi is from a Gemara Baba Kama about Mazik Ishtoi B'Tashmish, which we'll get to more Blineder today. That's this last paper that I gave you over here. We'll dissect that Gemara carefully. But there is a Gemara in Baba Kama. The Gemara says, the Gemara actually has a back and forth about it, two shitas in the Gemara, but the Gemara does come out, and that's the way it's kapaskin in the Shulchan Aruch. If a person is maziker shishtei b'tash b'shamit, even though he has a right to live with his wife, but if for some reason he's too rough and he's maziker, he has to pay. So the Rishonim say, we learn from here that there's an isser hakoh on one's wife. Now again, the Gemara never said that if you mazik ishta, you're over an isser. The Gemara just says if you mazik ishta, you have to pay her. But all these Rishonim, the Maram Rutenberg and the Arzeruah, and the Modchai, again, they're all Tamidim of each other, but for the most part, they're all in the same camp, and they're all in the same belief that if there's a chi of mominus to pay your wife, if you mazik her, then it's pasha that there's an isser. That was the assumption the Rishonim all made. So we left off last week with the Ramon Shulchan Aruch. We saw that the Beis Yosef quotes this Rabbeinu Simcha, who's quoted by all the Rishonim that say, Avada, it's worse to be mazik your wife than it's to be mazik the neighbor, because you have a chiv to mechabed her, and therefore it's not right to be mazik. But there's a very tricky Ramah over here. A very tricky Ramah. The Ramah writes in Evan Ezra, Simchuf and Dal the following. And you know, you gotta learn this carefully before you say it over. I was almost hesitant not to even put it on the paper, because if used wrong, it can be very, very detrimental. Maybe we won't post the share, I don't know, we'll see. But let's take a look at this Ramah. You have to read it very, very carefully, very slowly, and see what's going on. If it's up to Ramah. He writes, Ishamaki ishte avere hu biyodri. If a guy hits his wife, he's even avere. Kemake chavere? So different than hitting a friend. We saw that argument in the Rishonim also, that hitting ishto is kemake chavere. Now says the Ramah, v'imrogu hu bekach, and if he's a frequent abuser, yesh biyad bezdin liyasroi, bezdin has the permission to punish him, ulachrimoi, ulahalkoisoi, b'chol minei riduye v'kvir. We're on page, it says, Shusei Shir, Samach Beis, second page of the booklet. Open the booklet, everyone. Should say Shir Samach Beis number 5 on the right side. We got to come with a roadmap over here. Sometimes we have to make ways for the Maram Mekaymus. So if you look over here, number 5 on the right side, the top of the page should say Shir Samach Beis. Okay. So Zok de Ramo. So he starts off very typical, right? If a guy hits his wife, he's even avera. It's like hitting your friend. Good. Then he writes if he's a constant abuser, Bezin has to get involved and Bezin has to hit him. Okay. And if he doesn't listen to Bezin, maybe we can force him to get divorced. You gotta warn him, you gotta teach him. It's not the Jewish practice to hit their wives. And we saw this nusach in quite a few Rishonim, that the idea of domestic abuse in the former world started from the Goyim. So some Rishonim say it came from the Christians, some Rishonim say it came from the Arabs. It really depends on where the Rishonim lived. They have to pick their enemy depending on where they lived. So if they were around Arabs, they blame the Arabs. If they were around Christians, they blame the Christians. But the takeaway from all the Rishonim is it's not a Jewish concept. I remember I did a training on domestic abuse. I don't deal with domestic abuse, but I took a training on it one summer. And they told me once they had a shiloh that a husband was sadly beating his wife, a domestic abuser. And the wife said to him, but I'm in need, you're not allowed to touch me. So husband said, don't worry, it's not derech chibah, it's mutter. Terrible. He knows about derech chibah, he doesn't know about any of this. That's what he learned. He learned chasnida, he learned kuvtzadivav, because he learned whatever, not tzadivav, later on. Right? He learned kuvtzadihei, he learned all the hachakas, he forgot to learn over here. Those hachakas are probably in the rabban, this is the deraisa. Crazy story. Someone told me, okay. But in any case, here we're seeing that it's definitely unacceptable, even if it's not derechi, but it's unacceptable. It's also deraisa. So he writes over here, now this is where it gets tricky. This is where you have to be very careful. That's only if he starts it. Okay. But if she curses or degrades for no reason his parents, she makes fun of the in-laws. I thought that was a part and parcel of the relationship. But okay, fine. So she makes fun of the in-laws. Now you see why I was careful with this Ramah? Yes, I went into a lot of trouble with this Ramah. I talked to Ramah, then it's okay. Hell. What's going on over here? The Yesha, some people say no. The Afilu Isha Ra, even if she's a bad person, also La Hakoisa, you're not allowed to hit her. The Hasvara Rishoina Hi Iker. Says the Ramah, but the first Svara wins. So if she makes fun of your parents, if she, then it's okay to hit her. What is going on over here? It's a Pella, not Mishapella. But it gets better. Then Ein Yedea Mi Hagoirim. Let's say you don't know who caused it. Right, she comes to bed and she says, my husband's beating me. He says, yes, because she's not doing what she's supposed to. Says the Ramah, Ein habal memon loy mashihi hamaschelas. The husband's not believed to say it's her fault. Why? Shkol hanoshim cheskes ksheves. We assume that the woman is right. I'm not getting involved in the whole Me Too movement, not for now, But Zakhtar Hamok, if the lady comes to bed and tells Bezdin, my husband's a beating, and the husband says, I'm totally am. But, here's the but she fits this Ramah, which we need to explain very thoroughly and carefully. Zakhtar Hamok, we don't care what he says. He loses in the court of law. Why? Zakhtar Hamok, umeshivim b'neim acherim, lirois b'shal miya razois. Can you imagine? They put someone in your house to watch who's causing the fighting. Then he mikalalosoi chinom yotzas bloik suba and echanami. If she's taka cursing, if she's making the trouble, then she loses her ksuba. That's considered one of the violations where you lose the ksuba. Okay, now the Zafirim is getting into ksubas. They don't get the ksuba till like the fourth or fifth parak, but you get there eventually, just like we get there in Eilun Iris. But one of the things is when a lady misbehaves in the marriage, she loses the ksuba. So Zokta Ramo, if she's taka found guilty of misbehaving, she loses the ksuba. Now this Ramo is unbelievable. What's going on with this Ramo? First of all, how do you get around the Yisuf Le Yosef? So what, she makes fun of your parents. Okay, cool. So sit down with her and tell her it's not nice. It's hurtful. It's not nice. But what gives you a heter to hit her? What heter do you have to hit someone? Where do we find such a heter? So if you take a look over in the Goyin seems to have been bothered with a kasha. And the Goyin is Kedaka Kodesh, very mikatzer. So you don't really know what he wants. But the Goyin writes over here, Ayin, who was it over there? He writes, he tells you to look in the... Not the Beragol. No, not the Beragol. He tells you to look over there in the Makar. He tells you to look in the on the commentary of the Shulchan Aruch. What does the Goyin want? Because he's bothered with the opening line of the Ramah. Ish hamake ishtoi biyodahi kimake chaveri. What does that sound like? Sounds like it's equal. It's kimake chaveri. It's the same footing. Problem is, we saw so many Rishayim who said that it's worse. So there are those achronim who want to tell you, that's what the Goyim is bothered with over here. The Goyim was bothered, why does the Ramah make it sound like that hitting your friend and hitting your wife are the same thing? We saw Rishayim that said, no, it's worse. So they want to say, that's what the Goyim is being mitzayin to. The Goyim is being mitzayin to that Maramakim, who quoted these Rishayim, who said that it's worse to hit your wife. So I rather thought not like that. I thought that the Ramah's job is to tell you halachic matters. Whether it's more bad, if that's even English, to hit your wife or not, that's not a halachic question. It's not going to change the Ramah's psak. So the Ramah didn't write it. The Rishonim were trying to give you a feel of the Yisr, so they tell you, you should know, by the way, ashkafically speaking, it's worse. Do you get double Malkus for hitting your wife? Of course not. You get extra Malkus? Of course not. It's the same love, Lo Yosef. So it could be the Ramah felt, I don't need to get involved in is it worse, is it equal? The point is, you're Lo Yosef. It didn't sound like anyone was going to go that far to say that every time a person would hit his wife, he'd be able to hook his guy. They were just pointing out that this mentality stems from the guy. But it could be that Ramah wasn't getting involved. It could be if you ask the Ramah, he'll say, Avada, hitting one's wife is terrible and it's a breach of ksuba. But you want to know, it's surim shabbat, it's loigara, me'ish acher. So I'm not so sure if it's such a kasha in the first place on the Ramah. But in any case, if you look at the Ramah, his wording is different than the wording that we saw in other Rishayim. Again, Moshe the Beis Yosef quotes Rabbeinu Simcha. Rabbeinu Simcha said that it's worse, and we saw a lot of other Rishayim who say it's worse. And the Ramah basically downplays it. So that suppose this is what they think the Goyin was bothered with. The Goyin was bothered with this kasha. Why does the Ramah downplay it and make it equal? It should be worse.
What does it mean? Worse?
Right. That's what I think the Ramah might have said to you. Like, what does it mean worse? You're not getting double Malkus. Teretz is it's more of like a hashkafic issue. So that wasn't the Ramah's business. The Ramah wasn't writing a Musa Sefer. He was writing a Halacha Sefer. The other Rishayim felt that maybe they had an agenda. They wanted to remind people, not to do this. But the Ramah was writing Halacha, strictly speaking. Again, let's say you master someone. A guy's about to hit his wife. What are you going to master him? Don't hit your wife because hitting your wife is a big issue. No, you master him. Don't hit your wife because you're not allowed to hit people. Good, there's a hashkafic behind it that, like we saw in the Rishayim, but could be the
good. Pretty much says that because if you continue.
Right. That's also true. When you keep on reading, you get the feeling that he was on page anyway.
Exactly.
So again, to me, the whole kasha, again, I don't know if that's what the Goyim wanted or not, but to me, the whole kasha doesn't get off the ground.
The point of bringing in the Goyim altogether is weird.
I think you have to do the history.
But
I think there's a historical question over here that it could be that in the times of Rishayim, there might have been a problem that there were Jews that thought it was okay. So Rishayim had to come down the other way and really slam down and explain to them that, this is unacceptable behavior. So they had to throw a bunch of reasons at you. Now again, we spoke about this a little bit last week. If someone asked you, what's the reason why it's us? So the answer is because Lo Yosef, go home. Why should that be different than your friend or someone else? Or, you know, what's the difference? The only heter we saw was Makibezdin or Makibinoy or Ravit Talmidoy. We never found a heter to, because your wife is not someone else. So I thought that the Rishonim were doing all this because they were trying to fight perhaps a tendency or a movement where people were being laxed in this area. So they kind of threw all these reasons at you. But from halachic, strictly halachically speaking, it's lo yais. But the question is, what's pshat in this Ramah? The Ramah's Yeshoyim that you're allowed to hit your wife if she's not, if she's being mekalal osay bechinom, oy mizalzelis ove v'imoy. So it comes from the Trumas Hadesh. Let's take a look over in the Trumas Hadesh number 7. A very difficult Trumas Hadesh. Trumas Hadesh writes like this, Misha shomai ishtay mekalalas u mizalzelis be'aviyo v'imoy. Different than the way the Ramah's case. The Ramah's case, she's making fun of your parents, her in-laws. Mm-hmm. Shumas Hadesh's case, she's making fun of her own parents. What's the obvious difference? Okay. There's a mitzvah kibbut aveim for her parents. There's no mitzvah deraisa for her to be a mamchaber her in-laws. We spoke about this many times. There is a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, a lot of people don't know, that you do have a chiyuv to mechaber your in-laws. Chayiv odom l'chvoid chomov, so in Shulchan Aruch. And then Peskei Tshuva writes, who has in chomosoy, mother-in-laws also, okay? You gotta make sure you gotta honor both people. There's a whole shayla where we learn it from, and why a ganse din. But there's a definitely from a deraisa level, it's a different playing field. So the Trumas Hadesh's case was, he was dealing with his wife. He heard his wife that she was being mekalelas and mezalzelas ba'aviyah v'imo. V'chicha b'dvar mazeh kam upomim. And he rebuked her. He said, that's not the way you should talk about your parents. It's not the way you should talk to your parents. V'loy hoyel. And it didn't work. So the shayla was, shori l'hakoysik t'liyasroi sholaitas oiloy. Now you have to know something about the Trumas Hadesh. The Trumas Hadesh and Shayos and Chubas is not like Rav Moshe's Shayos and Chubas. Rav Moshe's Shayos and Chubas, when someone had a question, they presented to Rav Moshe, he responded. He made up his own questions. Now, why we make up his own questions? Because he had an agenda. He wanted to get a certain hashkafa out to the world. So how would he get it out? By making up the question, he can put in the answer and expose this concept to Klal Yisrael. So very often you have to know how much you can be medayik from a shoyel in a Trumas Hadesh, because very often it was made up by him. It was a made-up question, because he wanted to get this answer out. I don't know if this one was that or not, but it's famous that the Trumas Hadesh and Shailas are not like Rav Moshe's Shailas, that someone had a question and sent it in. Here, Trumas Hadesh wanted to talk about a certain topic, so he quoted a Shaila, and he started to run with it. So this was his Shaila. Now, did this ever happen in history? I don't know, basically. But that's the Shaila that he has.
Didn't you also once say that's why the Trumas Hadesh always writes, Shaila, a question, whereas Rav Moshe tells you who it's from, where it's from. I mean, here he poses it as a question.
Yeah, I said that. I don't remember saying it. Could be. Huh? Sounds good. But I'll take the credit if it's true. But Lamaisa, the Trumas Hadesh and Shailas are often made up. But this is a fascinating Shaila. Shaila, so what's the study HaShaila over here? She's not keeping a mitzvah. So again, this is just an example. Let's say for the same price she decides that she's not keeping any other mitzvah. And the husband says to her, listen, you got to whatever, you fill in the mitzvah. And she says, nope, I don't have to listen to you. What do you do now? So what's the first sad? It's Shari L'HaKoysa. Why? K'dei L'yasr Shaloi Ta'as. So it sounds like a frum cheshbon over here. But the reason why you're going to hit her is to prevent her from doing an aveira. Right, so he's saying he tried. She doesn't listen. He tried.
Whether it's your wife or anybody.
Very good. Let me get that in a second. Very good.
And why does the Trumas Hadesh use the Lashon Mekalelas u'Mezalzelas? Isn't there a big difference between Mekalel and Zilzel? Because once she's married, she has a chiyuv that she's got to honor her husband. She can't be Mekalel, but Mezalzel, why is she putting them in the same category?
Yeah, I think his point was that she was just not behaving properly against her parents, which was a violation of Kibbutz.
I mean, but there's a big difference. Once... when you do kill, you're getting two Yisrael. Before you're not allowed to Mekalel anybody, and then, you know, Mezalzel.
Yeah, I'm not sure to what extent he meant Mekalel. He probably just meant disrespectful. I mean, she wasn't nice to her parents. No, she hung up on her parents when they called, right? No one ever does that to their parents today, Baruch Hashem. Today, you just don't have to answer the phone. It's not your problem. The whole shaila in halacha. Maybe we'll get to Bli Nedim when we switch over to Lim Kedushin Chavtes, so we're going to learn the sugyos of Kibbutz Aveim. There's a whole ganze shaila in Achreinim. Is a child not allowed to answer his parents' phone call? Today, we have this thing called cell phone. So you see who's calling. So you see it's dad, straight to the red button, right? Is that also? So obviously, if you're busy, you're in the middle of something, first day. Child is a mutter. Maybe you're not allowed to answer. Your father's calling, you got to answer. The answer shayla, we'll have to talk about it, right? Geshmak shayla that comes up halach lemaisa. So next time your kids don't answer your phone call, so you call them back and say you have to answer my phone call.
It's not different.
No, you WhatsApp them
and
text
and say, David, come here, and you just pretend you don't.
That's what everyone does with their wife when she calls you. But it's the answer shayla. What do you do? It's again, these shaylas come up now because we're more in contact than we ever were. So you know, today they call you, you're busy. So we'll have to see exactly how to get around it. But let's see the Trumas Hadesh first. Zok the Trumas Hadesh, Tshuva Yire the Bichiagavno Shori. Says the Trumas Hadesh, it's mutter. She's not behaving. She's not listening to her parents. Patch. We quoted this all before. What do you mean? What happened to the prohibition of domestic abuse? He says over here, you're doing it far from a cheshbon. You're being mafresh, but look at the lashon of the tremendization. May esura chamur kaze. So you can be vaday from this tremendization. It's not any isser that she does. You have the right to. I'm not careful about saying ashiyata, and not necessarily you can smack her across the face. Again, I'm not here to judge which esura machomer. Obviously, keep it all them is a biggie. We all know that one. It's on the Ten Commandments. It counts, right? But zok the tremendization, the heter to hit her is the heter of efrushe mi esura. You're allowed to stop someone from doing an isser. So lefizeh, it should be any person. Let's see, I see my neighbor. Right, this is gonna not very good for society. You see your neighbor not behaving, so you walk over and you smack him. Why? I'm stopping you from doing an isser. Now, what's this raya that you missed addition? So I'm being your raya. The raya, I'm the east of the perek haminyach. There's a gemara in the third perek of Baba Kamo. Right, my two choices what to learn next month was either Baba Kamo or Kedusha Chavtas. So since I picked Kedusha Chavtas, I have to get all the haminyach I can get in now to be yoitz to learning haminyach. So we did already the Gemara of Mazik Ishta, which is the Gemara in Baba Kamo. This is another Gemara in Baba Kamo. The Gemara in Baba Kamo talks about an interesting case. The Nirtza Shekolo Yomov. You have a Nirtza whose time is up. It's time for him to go home. But the Rabbi Misar of Allah says, Vala Yotza. He doesn't want to leave the master's house. He's got a suite set up by the master. His time is to go. He doesn't want to go. The Chayvubo. And the master decides to hit him. To get him away. Shoo. Don't come back. Go home. Start your life. Go back to society. So the Gemara says that master's potter. So the Gemara says, what's the Shaila over here? The case is that this Eved was a Nirtza, he had a Shifcha Kenaris. Shifcha Kenaris you're only allowed to live with while you're a status of an Eved. This guy wanted to continue living with the Shifcha Kenaris. The master said, no, you're no longer an Eved. Get out of here. So Dr. Gemara, it's Mutter, and this is the Lashon of Rashi, the Trumas Adash quotes it, or Pirish Rashi, the Rashoi Lechovaboy, Dein Oysa Dino Lenavshe, Rak Lashamayim. So Rashi, why is it okay? Because I'm not doing it because I don't like him. I'm not doing it because I hate him. I'm doing it because I possibly want to stop him from doing this. So every time I clap him over the head, he won't live with the Shifcha. So Zok to Chumash, you see from this Rashi, if you hit people with the intention of getting them to do, not to do an Avera, you're not in a violation of any Isra. Oh, so it's interesting over here. The Chayv HaBa Potter is talking about the moment is Chayv. And Rashi seems to be addressing the Isra part. This is always our issue. Do those two things go together? Is the Issa Chaval and the Chiv Mamlis Chaval tell Zebza? I could argue, maybe, that the Issa Chaval, you're not over, but you still have to compensate me. At the end of the day, you were mazik me. The assumption over here is, and this is the same thing in our sugi about mazik ishtoi, is that the Chiv Mamlis and the Issa are synonymous. When there's a Chiv Mamlis, there's an Issa. When there's no Issa, there's no Chiv Mamlis. Even though we just spoke a few weeks ago, that could be the not tell Zebza. But that's what the Chumash Sedeshin is getting at. So he says, Hokamon, Komishu Tachas Yodish Alodom. Very important words over here. This is the answer to Jay's question. Hakamon kol mishu tachas yodei shalodom. Was vilta chumas adesh with those words. He has to be tachas yodei, meaning the neighbor is not tachas yodei. But my wife is tachas yodei. She's supposed to be under my control is the wrong word. In my realm.
But the Eved is no longer your Eved.
Right, but he's still tachas yodei. But he was the most in your group.
But he's not anymore.
He's not, but he was, and therefore I have the closest relationship with him compared to anyone else. That's the way you have to look at it. So he says, V'roi yibosha osa davar aveiru, rashoi la koisoi, uliyasro kadei lafrishem in aveiru. Right, so everyone becomes your best friend now. They say, I'm your best friend, so let me smack you, so stop me from doing an aveiru. Also now I have a lot of new best friends. So says the Chumash Adesh, and that's the pshat. V'ein tzarech lavi lebezdin shefishu. I don't need to bother with bezdin. Hei mikoicham b'gzeresom. So Dr. Chumash Adesh, I'll prove to you don't need bezdin's involvement. Why? Dimloikin gabinirta, my rashoi lechovaba, yavienu lebezdin. I don't get the Gemara. The Gemara says, take marriage into your own hand, beat the Eved to stop him from doing Aver. Why? Take him to Bezdin, let Bezdin deal with it. Says the Shemesh, I see from this Gemara that he's so gadol that when it comes to Surah, you have the right to be mafresh some of me Surah without Bezdin's involvement. Now, obviously, you have to know that it's an Issa first. If you don't know anything and you see someone doing an Aver, you start running over to him and then you realize it's not an Aver. You don't know the halacha, so that's not ignorance. But Dr. Shemesh Adesh, you see from over here that when someone is legitimately being over an Aver and he's tachas yodoi, then you have the right to be mazik. Now again, this is a much bigger sugya than we're going to get into today. But that's the Chumash Adesh, and that's where this Ramah is coming from. This Yeshayim in the Ramah is this Chumash Adesh. That the reason why you're allowed to hit your wife if she's not doing an Aveira, if she's doing an Aveira, is because you're allowed to hit any person who's Tachas Yodai, who's doing an Aveira.
Is it only hitting? I don't know how exactly it works. It's everything the wife has you own, but I owe her $1,000. I said, I'm not paying you back until you, straighten up your
head. No, that Lachayim wouldn't be allowed to do.
Why not?
Because that's what's going to hopefully get the job. I mean, maybe you're right. Maybe other tactics would work. Maybe you could. I don't know. Again, you have to deal with... The chiddush over here is that the issa that exists between two humans is removed when there's a legitimate reason. Right? So this is considered supposedly a legitimate reason. Well, now,
she's over the law and whatever it is, and I say, you know what? I'm not paying you money, or I'm going to take some of your stuff back or whatever it might be. Rather than hit.
Right, so,
just
yeah, I don't know. That's tricky. That's much right. Right. So the chiddush. So
you. Gave his own smacks, he could do
right. So the chiddush with the old malchus is that there is no issue in this case. The Torah removed the law, but doesn't the Torah didn't remove the mamonis?
Is it house arvus? Isn't everybody tough as the other? In other words, if you could do something for him positive.
I'm guessing the Trumas Hadeshin was worried about people deciding to be, you know,
parents.
No, but this is inducing anarchy.
Well, again, he's limiting it to people that are tachas yodai. He's supposedly limiting it to people that are tachas yodai. So the problem is you'll say, well, the guy who works for me, he's tachas yodai also, right? So that's what I think the Trumas Hadeshin got up with those three words, and we'll see in a second why they're very important.
Is the husband tachas
yodai? I would think so. Okay. I don't suggest it, but I would think so. And again, domestic abuse, there is a small percentage, believe it or not, of the other way, where women hit men also. I have to think the film community, that number might be a little higher than other communities, but okay, Imokamarkan. But yeah, I probably have to not print this year. But in any case, it does exist. It does exist. In all communities, domestic abuse goes both ways. So now, let's go like this. Let's assume that's Pshat in the Ramah. Intim Soloima, that's Pshat in the Ramah, that the Ramah means this Trumas Hadeshin. Fine. The problem is there's another Ramah, in Choshe Mishpat. The Ramah writes the Choshe Mishpat. So what did our Ramah write? Our Ramah was kind of wishy-washy. Get two shitas, Yeshayim, Menachah shita. Then he says at the end, I think like the first shita, but he was open to two possibilities. The problem is if you look in Choshe Mishpat in Tov Chaf Aleph, the Ramah is very clear. He says, Hago, the chemish utachas mishusoi, anyone that's under your possession, control, the rayabashu oisid varavera, rashoi lakos oliasroi, kadela fish misura. There he's very clear, the Ramah, not mincing any words. Someone who's under your control, you can go ahead and to stop him from doing an aver. So why was he so wishy-washy when it came to wife? Why is the Ramah and Ebenezer seem to be, well, Yeshayimrim and Yeshayimrim not, and then he tells you, by the way, fine, we go like the first Svarah. Yem Choshe Mishpat, he's very, very clear.
He's in the Gias over there, maybe.
The what?
Well, your wife, you have an Gias. You think it's an Isser, or you think it is, because your friend, well, I don't have an Gias. I hold really, but my old lady.
Could be.
It's your wife, maybe.
Very good. Good, we're going to have to get to that. That's a very big insight over there we have to see. Because that, after all the smoke clears, the Ramah stays what the Ramah says. And Ashkenazim live by the Ramah. According to the Ramah, it sounds like, again, it sounds very strange to the ear, but according to the Ramah, the way he closed in Ebenezer, if you tried and she doesn't listen, then you couldn't. So are we going to take this Ramah halacha l'maaseh 2022? Yeah. Or get the tarred and feathered if you say that?
Not only that, what do you do about your kids? Also with your children.
What do you do about
your children? Also your tach. No.
So we saw that. We learned already as mutter that you can. That we saw already was mutter.
Isn't the whole thing that you're not allowed to because they may hit you back?
That's only when they're older.
Nah, okay. We learned that. Together, chinuch. You're allowed to be mechanech them. Again, I'm not pushing for hitting children either. But
listen, I'm not saying until the kid's 45 because today they're on the payroll loyal, but I'm saying
there is an element of chinuch. That's what the Gemara Machis says.
They hit you back.
Right. That's why I said. That's why you not allowed to hit them. So, how does that fit in with their mom? Still
again, the Trumas Hadeshin's case was apparent. The Ramah's case was an in-law. So that's time is their kasha. I thought, no, it's the in-laws are only learned from a pasuk in the Navi. So it's hard to make it a deraisa. Right, so maybe you want to know whether or not you say Fushim Misun or the Rabban. Maybe. Right. You have to know which is Surim. Maybe that was the Suffolk. Maybe this. Why?
We see the way the generations are doing now. The Hokhah for the kids. It backfires on you, you take that position.
Oh, so that's what we're going to have to see. We didn't get to that yet. But so the Chayre, there seems to be a problem between the Ramon Ebenezer and the Ramon Choshe Mishpat. So I saw in the Piskei Choshen of Ebloi, he has a very nice teretz. He wants to say, you know what the answer to the steer in the Ramon is? The Ramon was Mesupik, whether or not an Ishtay is really considered Tachas Yodai. That's what the Ramon struggled with. He writes over in number 9, he says, Ulchayr medivra poiskam lemashmakin. The Efshir disrile do ikr hetal hakais lafush misura humushum shu tachas yodoi. Voisho loy mikri tachas yodoi, shari yochel garshay. Interesting. And he's not really tachas yodoi, because you can, again, even though you can't, you're the one who pulls the string for the divorce. But because it's not considered completely under your control, so he wanted to say maybe that's what the Ramah struggled with. Yeah.
Who wrote this? I can't see on the page.
Rebloy.
Everything doesn't make sense.
Why?
Because at the end of the day, you control that.
Good. And Echanami. But because it's not a long term necessarily going to be in my control, she's not my property.
But you have to go back to Yerushalayim.
Even today. Ramon lived after Rabbi Gershon.
The Eved will eventually go out into Yovel.
Vada. But the Nirtzo, the Gemara soon goes, we consider an Eved more in your power. So that's what he wants to answer, this stira in the Ramah. Okay. Now, if you accept it, so we're still left with a problem. Because in Choshen Mishpat, he's very clear what he holds, and in Ebenezer, he's a little bit more wishy-washy. Now, take a look at the Marshal, the Yamshel Shleima. Yamshel Shleima lived around the time, before the Ramah, right? He was the uncle of the Ramah. So he writes like this. Hamazik Yishter Etash Ramit Echayv, Avol Gav Dibrishos Ka'ovid. Going back to the Gemara, which we'll see Blinad in a few minutes. Why? Mishum Di'iyu Ka'ovid Maise V'Havel Eliyune. That's the Gemara. The Gemara says a svara, which we have to delve into more, that he should have been more careful.
So, by the way, what is the chiv? It's an isser or mominus?
Chiv mominus. You have to pay her.
How do you pay her? She's hers.
If you take a look in Shulchan Aruch, as a whole, first of all, you have to show him how you make the payments. But there are certain payments that you'll have no sheikhs. Yeah, type of stuff, right? That he'll have no rights to any of the money.
What number are you in?
I'm in number 10, left corner. Says the Marshal. Mikan Muchach Deloy Shori Leba Yisrael Kosher Lahakar Yisrael Sishtif. This Gemara. We learn that no good Jew, no kosher Jew is allowed to hit his wife. Afilu b'davar merida k'tas, even if she's rebelling a little bit. Ve'ein loymar, da al das hochi nispo, lahakoysu v'liyasu ulitzarchoi, k'dei lashmi l'koyloi, lichonim l'fona v'rabim tobeze. So this is his lumbus. What would be the justification? That was the deal. You got married, al das, that I can hit you. It was almost like a mechila. Because we struggled with last week. What would be the tzad to think you're allowed to hit your wife? So people said ishtaki gufoi, which I thought was hard to imagine. So he's saying the difference about it. He's saying it's like a mechila. You came into the marriage anticipating that was the deal, that you're going to get abused.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why I don't like the pshat of ishtaki gufoi. Now this pshat is also interesting because this husband's a alumdish guy over here. He said that I'm allowed to hit her because that was the deal. When I married you, I'll dust, I can hit you. So what's the marshal right? Kiafilu tema dal das hachinus. But even if let's say this girl Taka thought that, which I'm not sure why she would. Have a masna masha kasa b'teira. Doesn't help. We have an old machoikas, masna masha kasa b'teira. You can't make such conditions. So he says, the over alav pen Yosef. So he writes, say uvere masha chayva chachomim oisim mazika b'tashmish. If the teira is machayva, a husband who's mazik his wife during tashmish, after lohochi nivros v'ymedes, that was the purpose. Upshita lohochi this, but they definitely got married to have relations. Afi lohochi tzarech liyune ulisapeik limshol b'yitzra shle lazika. You gotta still be careful. It's not just a free for all. You have to be sensitive and careful. Definitely, you're not allowed to go around hitting her because you are upset. We find many great rabbis. They had difficult wives. Talk about a Valentine's Day card. Okay. That's it. Yeah, it's going to come up again in Tzubas. In the fifth bracket of Tzubas, you're going to learn a lot about these difficult wives, okay? Kigoy maise de rab bivom azu dug masoy. Vezoch lobarim tsherim. Vechen kasa veraive de me oilom lo yishamanu moiser musar lenoshim b'shutim. I never heard that anyone ever used shutim, sticks, hitting, as a means of musar. So Dr. Mashal, it's not an excuse. It's definitely not an excuse. It's not a heter. It's 100% heter. So why did I quote this Mashal? I wanted that line. Where he comes up with a psa shikol teira. Why would someone think it's mutter? Because you think aldas kei nispa. That was the deal. We got married aldas that I can use you as a punching bag, and that's why it's mutter. Zokta mashal. Not true. Still not true. Even if the guy is such an uber London, which he's not, he's still wrong. Because it's master mashal goes mutter. He's not allowed to do it.
Maybe that's why they brought the
goyim
in before.
To show.
Because the women.
By the goyim.
Women think that.
Like the goyim.
Marriage is.
Right. Because they saw by the goyim. Yeah, very good, very good. It's a nice pshat. And to show that's not our definition of marriage. Either goyim have it, or they have a corrupt version of marriage. Right? Okay, very good.
The answer someone doesn't address is to prevent the wife from doing
avera. Right, he does not talk about our Shuma Sadesh, 100%. So now we have a shtickle problem on our hands. We have this Ramah. You know, Asa Ashkenazim is Uvnei Yisrael Yoytzim B'yad Ramah. We live and die by the Ramah. Except when the goyim argues, then already we get split in different communities. But the Ramah is very clear. I hate to say this. The Ramah sounds like that if she's not doing what she's supposed to do, then it's mutter. Isn't that what the Ramah says in number 5? Again, I wouldn't blow this Ramah up and put it on a bumper sticker, but it's what the Ramah writes. We got to deal with it. The Ramah writes, he writes over here, Vasvara Rishayna Hu Iker, which is the Trumas Hadeshin. So what do we do with this? It seems very strange, right? The Ramah lived the end of the 1500s to 1600s, and the Ramah was the Ashkenazic savior of choice. And it sounds like if you learn Ramah simple, you walk away saying that Ramah was okay with it.
But he doesn't address his uncle's.
He doesn't address anything. That's it. Fasvara
Kimshayni. The times were really different.
So what do we do over here? What do we do with this? I found that's a different chesed we're going to get to in a second. I found an interesting psak from Chaim Palagi. He was a Sfardish and not Nishkan Ashkenazi, but Chaim Palagi and the Stei Chemed both said the same thing. And I saw later.
In the Gemara,
for sure. This is not a typical Gemara, but I found later that Rabbi Willig wrote an essay about this, and he writes the same psak. And they write like this. This is Rabbi Chaim Palagi. You got to read this. This is fascinating. He says, the last page. Last page.
Okay.
We're going to make ways for these booklets. Zok the Kaf Chaim, Rabbi Chaim Palagi, from Turkey. He writes, number 11, right corner. V'asur letzar ishtei b'dvarim. You're not even allowed to be mitzvah your wife with words. You can't call her names. You can't insult her. U'mikol shekein she'asur lahayrim yod aleh. You can't even lift your hand to her. V'arizal kosav shemi shemarim yad al ishtei. Someone who lifted his hand on his wife. Afilu hu roi shetishru olav ruach ha'kodesh. Even if he would have been deserving to have ruach ha'kodesh, einay shoyva olav achi yaseh tshuva. The mere fact that he lifted his hand to hit it, he didn't hit his wife, he lifted his hand. And then he thought about it, but Zog Dari, he would lose Ruach HaKodesh if he was Zoycha to Ruach HaKodesh. That's how far it goes. He writes over here, kavono yudua, ashekosav b'kisvei HaKodesh shalai. Then he says like this, avol b'ishtin yirish shalai hotu b'zman hazeh l'hakos ishtin. Zog HaKodesh Palagi, that b'zman hazeh, it's not mutter to hit your wife. Afilu kishiyena helechaz b'derech yishar. Even if she's not doing the mitzvahs. Why? So he says, "Imloy idea hasras bezdin. You need to have bezdin involvement. Oishchenim me'amnoshim k'shem v'anshe yosher. Neishu kol echad ve'echad yoymer kain. She'ishri ena mitzanheges k'shura k'tei lahakoy." So he says, every guy's going to say, "Oh yeah, my wife's not behaving. I'm going to smack her." Who are you to decide? How do we know? We don't know what's going on in your house. We're trusting you. The Ramah says we don't trust you. So therefore, says Reb Chaim Palagi, because of this Ramah, which is a very slippery slope, we basically said today that's not the rule stick that we use.
What about erechanim b'sura?
Who's the your baldover?
Yeah.
You're not trusted to say that your wife is not behaving. Even though the Ramah, he addresses the Ramah, which is interesting. Even though the Ramah writes both opinions, we show you the first opinion even though the Ramah quoted the Trumas Hadeshen that said you are allowed to, and the Ramah himself ends off, I go like the first shita. The first shita is the Trumas Hadeshen. So come back according to the Trumas Hadeshen. If your wife is not behaving and you spoke to her bad and she's not listening, then perhaps it is mutter. Says Reb Chaim Palagi, Nira Shalei Diba Maram Kim Bizmanoi Bim Kemoi. That was then and where they lived. Avo Bizmaneinu, the Achzer Dirari, Im Anachnu Noisim Rishos Lakoisoi, Kishi Isha Roi Mikalos Kodoyma, Kol Echa Ve'echa Yema Kidin Hu Makoisoi. That's a slippery slope, as we say in English. If everyone decides what their wife is doing right and wrong, and all of a sudden now it's mutter to hit her, everyone's going to say, my wife is doing something wrong, which is typically the case of abusers. They usually make up reasons for why it's permissible to hit her.
And this is now today.
This is today.
With everyone. You can't.
Correct. I would assume. I would assume. That's why you shouldn't go around hitting people. Stop.
You're talking about your children? What are you talking about?
And I'm not getting involved with the children for now. Regular people. Afrusha Meisur are regular people. So he writes over here, he says, L'chein nirelish l'akoisi ala sheyivar bebezdin. You got to go down to Bezdin today. You no longer have the right to take matters to your own hands.
He's explaining the Ramah based on not just within his wife, but this is now the practice.
Perhaps.
Not to go around.
Right, perhaps we no longer do, take matters into your own hand type of.
Although he doesn't seem to be against it, it's just the fact that people.
Unless you're
in trouble. The problem is we have a Ramah on the books. The Ramah says, like this Trumas Hadeshen.
Well, actually, it's not the Ramah, he's the Beis Yosef.
No, he's really quoting the Trumas Hadeshen.
We saw. He's saying he's not
a Sfarad. Yeah, no, he's explaining the Ashkenazim. I saw the Stei Chemed says this also. Then I saw Rabbi Willig wrote a letter on this topic where he writes the same idea.
Temporary issues.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. That today we no longer follow this Ramah. Again, it's a tricky Ramah because the Ramah would sound like today would be mutter. He says, no, today we can't play around with this Ramah because it's slippery slope. That's exactly what that's exactly what it is. We're afraid that every guy who has an abusive problem is showing the frum again. Exactly. That's the problem.
Reconcile this within the context of
we have,
I know,
in terms of
sensibility.
So he's arguing, it's a frushmi isra.
No, he's saying it's actually okay. It's just
the world has changed. So you're kashrut on the Trumas Hadeshim. The Trumas Hadeshim was the one who came up with the svara that there's no isra hakov and it's a frushmi isra. Now the truth is, if you remember the Rambam, it makes a lot of sense. We had a Rambam, the Rambam said the isra hakov is derech nitzoyen. So when I'm trying to get you to stop to do an aver, it's not because I'm derech nitzoyen. I'm not fighting you, I don't hate you, I want you not to sin. So in theory, it makes sense. The problem is that most people are not sold the Shema today. That's the problem. That's really the answer. If we live like the Ramah lived, maybe it would be mutter. Now, I'm not saying the Ramah did this with his wife, or I have no idea. But the point is that today we're not living with that mindset. Yeah. The problem is today we're not so from. Halavai we keep every halacha so meticulous before we worry about what other people do. Now this is really touchy. The next Maramachim I put on here really just to get a race out of everyone. Because, especially if you're a doctor, but the truth is, Rabbanim deal with this shayla also. Ibzilberstein, everyone knows, Eliashiv's son-in-law, he gives, every once in a while, he gives the shurim to doctors. Very, very popular, interesting stuff. So one of the shurim, the shayla, the following shayla came out, number 12. Oy deish lishol, she'ela be'inyin zeh. Lega be'isha she'efiyah be'beis cholim, v'simoni makis al gufa. Anyone who's a doctor here, you treat patients, you see signs of abuse. Happens for Abayim. You see signs of abuse on children. You know, these trials happen. So the question is, where is your moral responsibility vis-a-vis reporting abuse? Because now again, I'm not a doctor or a lawyer, and you got to know what the rules are for every specific profession. But this is what they asked from Zilberstein. And she tells you, my husband abuses me. And you can tell that it's true. Those words should probably be highlighted, bracketed, and circled. Which is, you can think it's true. She begs you, don't go to the police. Don't report him. Everything will be worse. Okay? They always think that. Every abused case thinks that staying in the abused relationship is better than going out. It's depending on the situation, we'll see. She'd rather take the abuse. As opposed to him being locked up in jail. What does the doctor do? So I would consult with a lawyer, first of all, because you don't want to get sued afterwards. I have no idea what the rules are, and I don't. But again, these shalos come up in many settings. A rebbe, a teacher, an educator, or a neighbor, all these shalos come up. There's HIPAA issues you have. You don't have 100% proof. You can get yourself into God's fine illegal trouble over here if you proceed on your own. So look what Reb Zilberstein said. What would we answer to such a shayla? So what happened to the svara of she's in a matzav of sakara?
I would say ask
your local Orthodox lawyer. That's what I would do first. I would lawyer up first before I would go to a rabbi. I don't want to get sued later. But I would say that Lamaisa, let's think about this. She's in a matzav of sakara. She can get really, really hurt. But she's saying, I don't want to. I'm meichel. Is she saying she's meichelit? Does she have the right to be meichel or something like that? She's putting herself
in
danger.
Maybe she recognizes that the level of sakana is so great.
So it might depend. It might depend on. We'll see what the level is, which sometimes you don't know because it can get worse.
She already told the doctor.
So with the doctor, she feels comfortable.
The doctor
she said over there. She said.
Umisaperes
shabala rogalakos. She told the doctor.
Well, the reason is because he saw.
I don't think
she just volunteered.
I think I mentioned this last time. The reason why this whole domestic abuse became popular in the former world was from the mikvah ladies. The only reason we knew they were the only one who else sees a frum lady not dressed is the mikvah lady. So the mikvah ladies were the first ones to realize there's a problem of domestic abuse going back to the 70s. It was the first time they realized this, because who else is ever going to see a frum lady? They're covered head to toe, they never see. So the mikvah lady was the only person. They started to ask questions, and that's where the organization became, effective to help women. That's the Shalom Task Force started, and that's the subdivision Shalom Workshop, different divisions of different things that they work on. So he listened to Reb Zilberstein's answer. Very interesting. He writes, Harei lefaneinu, shebal hamakas yishter oichu chom av yesu. We know that, obviously, we've been learning for 2 weeks already, domestic abuse is a bad thing. Va'af koif maisel garash yishter, you have to force him to divorce his wife. It's only if she wants. So first of all, let's say the lady says, I want to stay in the marriage. So Bez is not going to force her to get out of the marriage. You got to warn him first. We saw in the Ramah, we saw in the Rishayim, there's always a warning process. You have to explain to the husband that the abuse is not acceptable. Harish Adina Kimoy Ben Amakis of Vimoy, Shesh Bezachiv Miso. Harish Aina Dina Kimoy Ben Amakov. It's not as extreme as someone who hits his parents. Ulachain, Ainless Hashev Ritzainom, Elakan who didn't make Tavis Ish. So Zakhtar Bezovashin, the whole question now is what's best for the lady? Ulachain, then he mevakesha shoylimsers bailo. If she asks not to, yitochain sheish lishma bekoil. Maybe you should write. He's very positive, very powerful over here. Maybe you should listen to the wife and not report it. Maybe. Now, I found over here from the Avnei Yeshiva. The Avnei Yeshiva is a Yidden Eretz Yisrael, very close to Rebbe Eliashiv. So he writes what I thought Rebbe Zobelstein would have answered. He said, V'chashavti shal zeh nemah shevadai alo odom lizgainin. No, you got to get involved. Shari yedua shahi bailim shirotzu esanoshim shalem b'tech midas akaz. We know husbands who have killed their wives out of anger. V'kivin shabal hazeh gilu shesh la midas akaz. This husband shows already that he has anger issues. Shareihu kom al ishtei lakos oisiv, because he already has abused her. Vadai shalo isha lizkainin aideem tzoyim shoimdim lirushusoy, okay, going to lunar lemishtera. You gotta get the police involved. Now, you could answer, that maybe it depends on the case. Some women say, listen, my husband is wacky, he's wild, he's unhinged, he could kill me. Some women say, nah, it's a little, it's light. Again, I'm not saying which one's right or wrong, obviously it's all bad. But the point is, I guess some wives say, no, it's not as terrible as it looks. It's not a shy of Lashon Hara, he says. First speak to the rabbi, before you go to the police. But he doesn't machavek like Reb Zobelstein. He thinks people can die. It's a shaila sakana. You have to know how to deal with it. Now the problem is, and this is even more controversial than everything we said till now, the court system is very different than the Jewish system. The Jewish system doesn't have anything called jail. We don't have a concept called jail. The goyim have a concept called jail. We do an averus, either you get malchus, you pay mominus, you die, whatever, and you go home. The concept of sitting in a jail for X amount of time doesn't really exist in the Torah. So that's why a lot of people say, why should I have my husband reported? He's going to sit in jail and get beaten up by other people. But the Torah doesn't even discuss such a concept. So the answer is very simple, because he's a danger to society. And because he's a danger to society, you have to remove him from the situation. But again, much more complex than I want to get into today. Now we'll just end off with a story from Rabbi Avadia. Rabbi Avadia Yosef. Well, listen to this story. He writes, "Be'inyan akoy se'yolodom utzari chinuch." He says, with regard to hitting children for chinuch, "Haydaiti shal maron shebe'esa tzarech yesh lahakas yelo utzari chinuch." If need be, and today this is obviously not accepted, you could hit a child for chinuch. Make sure it's not out of achzorius. Every rabbi has to make sure he's not letting all his anger out on this kid. He's doing it for tails. However, even though Rabbi Avadia was okay with the rabbi, he was totally not okay with spousal. He would review this, Rabbi Avadia, to say there that you're not allowed to hit your wife. He used to say, "Oisem hatipshim shemerimim es yodam al nishaseim." Those fools who lift their hands to the wife, who misnagdim kemoi behemus, they treat their wives like animals. It's a wife like a dog that you can smack, move around, hit. Then he tells a story. Ma'ase shemaron huzman lekenes gadol ba'aser zimei tshuva b'stadion yad Eliyahu. He's invited to an event. The somuch of neach kanas haigia lefon of boi shosholoim bayis chamura shabal hayemarim yadalish. Right before he went into the event, someone stopped him and said, "I have a problem with an abusive husband." Umoran garbo, he was mad. Vehisruba lebal yoshuv oy the meisin of olaze. Ramesh told him, "You have to stop this completely. This is unacceptable behavior. Under no circumstances is this allowed." So clearly, Rabbi Avadia assumed, like Rabbi Chaim Palagi and the Steich Hamid, that today it's not a viable option. So obviously, the Torah's opinion is very anti-domestic abuse. Anyone who says otherwise is wrong. Okay, now let's talk about the alumnus for a second. Now let's go back to the Gemara. This was a little bit more necessary to talk about, but definitely not the alumnus that we used to. Now let's take a look at the Gemara. Let's analyze this Gemara carefully. Where does the Gemara, where do all the Rishonim learn the Isser from, you're not allowed to abuse your wife? From this shtickel Gemara in Baba Kama. So let's learn the Gemara in Baba Kama. Zot the Gemara. Boy minei Rabba mireb nosa mei Rav Huna. Rabba bar nosa nes tevun. This is the loose paper. This is the one loose paper that's floating around.
Here's another one.
The Gemara clears the Shaila. Hamazik es ishtoi betashmish hamita mahu. What is the status of a person who's mazik his wife during tashmish? We have enough sheets.
You don't have the first
Birushayna. Yeah, that's talking about Birushayna. Right. That's. But here we're talking about regular married couple. But he was machi, was choyvel his wife. He was too violent, too forceful, whatever it was, and he caused the damage. So Gemara wants to know what's the din. What's it tell them? Kivin de brishos kavid. On one hand, we say he had permission. There's a Mishnah Baba Kama. The Mishnah says that two people walking in the street and they collide. Now they both had brishos to walk. No one was negligent. The halacha is pater. Why? Because we all have permission to be there. Other than the Mishnah. So the Gemara says here also, kivin de brishos kavid pater. Since we both had permission to be on pater. Like Dilmore, maybe still should be more careful. And Echanam, you're allowed to live with your wife. It's a mitzvah to live with your wife. She's mishubat for you to live with her, but Aval Beken doesn't give you the right to just totally not to watch what you're doing. So that's the Gemara Shaila. So now, right away, you have to ask yourself the kasha, which we have to get to. What happened to the old machloikis Taisus and the Ramban? There's a famous machloikis Rishayim between Taisus and the Ramban about Adam Mu'ud Lo'il. In the end of the second paragraph of Akama, the Gemara has a rule: Adam Mu'ud Lo'il. A person is responsible for whatever he does, bein b'shoigeg, bein b'mezid, bein earnest, bein rotz. So there's a famous machloikis Rishayim between Taisus and the Ramban.
No, but that's when you do a maisa that's bad. Here, you did a normal thing; it just happened to have damaged you. You didn't
do it. Doesn't matter. The point is that Adam
Mu'ud Lo'il is Adam Mu'ud Lo'il. Is in other words, like I'm always responsible if I knock over somebody's vase, whether I did by mistake. Here, this is a normal thing to do. You know, it's just like.
But if I'm always responsible for what I do, then if my normal action caused hezek, I should be responsible also.
I don't know. I see it as a big difference.
So the machloekis between Taisus and the Ramban is very important. Taisus writes, and he has numerous writes, which hopefully we'll get to at least one of them today. Taisus writes that Adam Udla Oilam is true except if it's what's called an einus gomer, an uncontrollable einus. I mean, there has to be a level of just like, what do you want me to do? Taisus calls to Yushalmi. Yushalmi says, let's say I go to bed at night, and I'm on my side, and some guy puts his china on my bed. In the middle of the night, slam down. So Taisus, I'm going to be chai for that. What do you want me to do? So Zog Taisus, you're about to that, you'd be potter. But the Ramban says no. The Ramban says, Odo Mu'ud Lo'ilu, no matter what you throw at you. So this Gemara should be subjected to this Machalikis B'shoinu. Right? What happened to Odo Mu'ud Lo'ilu? What's even the Shailah of the Gemara? Odo Mu'ud Lo'ilu means you chai for whatever you do, even if you had rishos, even though, who cares? It shouldn't matter. So we'll have to see. So the Gemara says this. Amalei. The Gemara says, I'll bring you a ride to the Shiloh. Tinisu, I'll bring you a ride from our Mishnah. Shezel Rishos Lahalech, Luzer Rishos Lahalech. It says in the Mishnah that when two people are walking in the street, they both have permission to be there. No one made any short stops. That since they're both allowed to be there. Shneim Ptur. So here also. I'm allowed to live with my wife. Everything was fine. I'm Potter. That's the first sheet of the Gemara. So the first sheet of the Gemara is Yitaka Potter. Now that ruins our whole sugya. Because we've always been assuming that Yechayev. Here the Gemara says Yitaka Potter. So Amar Rava says Kavachoymer. Yechai because of a kavachimer. Umayyar, if madach in a forest, shizel rishos nichnas, vizel rishos nichnas. Two people are allowed to be in a forest. Nasa kimisha nichnas, lirishos chaveri v'chayiv. Now, what is the Gemara talking about over here? The Gemara's jumping now to Ari Mikla, to Gullus. Two people are in a forest, and one guy's chopping wood, and he's not careful, and the hammer flies and hits a person, so he's chayiv Gullus. So, up to Rabbi, what do you mean? But I had the right to be in the forest, and you had the right to be in the forest. And yet I'm chayiv. So, therefore, says Rabbi here also. So here for over here, you actually went into the friend, you were in the wife's area, you were mazika, you physically touched her. Surely shouldn't you be chayiv? Now, we don't have the time to get into this, but right away you have to ask yourself, we're comparing apples and oranges over here. You're comparing a sugi of chavala to a sugi of galus in a mikvah. What's going on over here?
Why is it kolshkein? It's the same.
No, because over the case of the forest, you're chayiv, even though technically you had, it's not her area more than your area. But when you go into a lady, when you live with a lady, you're entering into her territory, right?
But she's permitting it.
Again, forest, you also have permission. But the forest, we say that even though both parties, it's a neutral territory, and yet the territory considers if you went into his backyard, Koshka, when you actually went into the person's backyard, Koshka, you're going to be chayav.
And nobody says it makes a chilek, like I said before, that you're doing a normal maisa versus a maisa hesek, but you're doing
it. Okay, we'll see. Well, let's finish the Gemara. One second.
How do you make someone pay based on a cloud home?
Yeah, again, this whole shtickle terrible. But chalal, there's a deen of misa. It's not a deen of mamonis. Okay, again, if we had more time, we could spend it. But let's go weiter. So how do you ever have the deen of the Mishnah? The deen of the Mishnah was two people walking down the street and they collide, they're both potter. Why? Is that against the whole forest, marshal? The Gemara says no. Hasam trevayu ke'adodininu. That's because they both were involved. Hacha ihu ka'avin maisa. So I think when two people are walking down the street and they collide, two parties, two involved parties, both guilty, both but. But over here, it's only one story. He's mazik her and she's passive. That's why mazik ishtoi.
More like the yar with one person.
Right. More like the yar where one guy's standing there looking up at the sun and all of a sudden, boom, a hammer hits him. So now the Gemara is another unique svara. That when it comes to mazik, it depends on how many people are involved in the hezek. You know, whether or not two people are involved, only one person's involved. The obvious question is, why should it matter? was gay meron? Who cares?
So that, walking, how do you know one is more responsible than the other?
But again, if I'm allowed to be in the forest and I'm allowed to chop wood, so then who cares that I'm the one who did something versus he was the one who was passive? At the end of the day, I had access and permission to do what I was doing.
So the case in which Rosham is really where they're both walking, they collide each other. One person was
exactly
still,
that's right.
And the
that would be like Mazik Ishtay. So Zogtig is so the Gemara says 1 second. Vehi loy? You tell me when a lady and a man live together, it's only a one-sided story. Voxiv. The Torah says they both kemisa. So if he's the only one who's the violator, he's the only one doing anything, and she's passive, she's kaka ilami, so why does she ever get misa? So the Gemara says no. Hano the trevayu islu. They both get hano, which is why they both get the death penalty. Ihu maisa isluhu. Ihu maisu dekavit. But when it comes to Baba Kama, we look at him as if he did the act and she didn't do the act. Now this Gemara is not a very, very difficult Gemara, had to be masbris. But the takeaway from this Gemara is the following. When two people are involved in a crime, not a crime, in a hezek, and one person was more active than the other, even if the one person had permission to do it, he's still chayv. But it has to be that one was active and one was passive. When two people collide with each other, then you're going to say both are potter. But since he did the action and she was passive, we consider he's the chayv and she's potter. Very, very difficult Gemara to be masbris, but that's what the Gemara says. Now, what do I want with this Gemara? I want like this. We're going to skip the Minchas Asher for a second because we're short on time. But if you want to look at this Minchas Asher, very Gishmak Ashtekel, he really quotes from the Chazon Ish. He explains this whole idea of why is Mazik Berushos okay? Why is the fact that both of us collide and we're both allowed to be there? Why are we part? But okay, let's just quickly take a look at number three. There's a Shita Mekubetzes. The Shita Mekubetzes is the end of the, seventh parak, sixth parak of Bar Metzia, where he quotes his famous Ramban. The Ramban holds Odom Mudla Olam no matter what. I don't care what the oynis is, Yechayv. The problem is, the Tosfos has a whole list of Gemaras where the Gemaras have cases where you seem to be potter. One of those cases are the following scenario. Where someone goes to an expert to Shecht. Shecht the animal for me. And he botches the Shechita. He ruins the Shechita. He makes the animal mevela. So the Gemara over there says, depends. If you paid for the job, then he's potter. So the shayla is why? What happened to Adam Mudloilam? So Bishlam, according to Taisvis, it's Adam, it's an Einis Gomer, so no, you potter. But why according to Rabbana, you potter? So take a look at number three. And you'll see why where I'm going with this in a second. It says the Shittim Mekubetzes, Void Heviu Tavach Uman Shakilkul, if you have an Uman who's an expert that batches it, the potter Bechinam, Vamai Adam Maziku, why? He's an Adam Mazik. Vechinema Svilu Einisu, and even if you're telling me he's an Einis, the Chayiv. Right? When someone is doing a job, botches his job, he's not called an Adam HaMazik. He does not take that title of Adam HaMazik. He cannot be Chayav as Adam HaMazik. Why? You brought me the job, I botched the job, so why am I not an Adam HaMazik? The Ramban is a Gavaldik Yisoy. The rules of Adam HaMazik only apply to what we call an Adam HaMazik, which means someone who has no connection to the situation. But if you're an Uman, you give me the thing to do, you hire me, you pay me, you don't pay me, right? You pay me, and I botched the job, I can't be labeled an Adam HaMazik. Why? So if you look over in the Stipler quotes on the Machan Ephraim. Machan Ephraim says, the Pshat in this Ramban is whenever you have permission to do something, you can't be an Adam HaMazik. And I'm an Uman. I have a right to do this. You hired me. I'm doing this with 100% permissibility. Therefore, Zakta Machalafraim, whenever someone does something berushus, he can no longer be deemed an Adam HaMazik.
But is he
mechuyif to pay?
Wouldn't
have to be an Uman either. Why would have to be an Uman? What if I came to you and I said, Shech my animal, and you don't know anything about it. But I said, okay, I trust you'll do it. I'm not an Uman. And I did. So that's permission I have.
But that's not my Suman.
You don't have permission.
It's my animal, I want you to Shech.
If I'm giving you permission because I trust that you know what you do.
I'm saying, but you're really not an Uman. I'm stupid. So then
that tackle was a toss.
Here goes the whole field of malpractice.
That's right.
What if you're an Uman, but you're negligent? Very
good. That's part of what Rabbi Shai Weiss talks about. Where he has this tzad that at some point, negligence overrides everything. Right. I mean, your whole rishus is because you're not negligent. The moment you're negligent, you no longer have permission.
That's not an onus anymore.
So 1 second. We're not finished yet. This is where it gets geschmack. Now, Dr. this stipler.
We said, are you chayef as far as mominus?
No, you're potter. You're potter.
So let's say, for instance, you hire a landscaper, right? And he's supposed to, also now, because he was negligent, whatever,
no.
Went out and broke a window, so he's not mechuyif to pay for your window?
What happened?
Hey, let's see, have a landscaper. I'm just picking my suman. He's mowing your lawn, and all of a sudden now a rat comes out and smashes right through your living room window. Is that mechuyev?
Okay,
yes, he's doing a maaser.
So again, it might be totally in whether or not he's supposed to be thinking about it. Oh, wow.
Yeah,
I don't know. I just want to finish this stipler because I know we can't get to it next week. Listen to this. And he'll show you what I want to do with this stipler. He's up the stipler. He quotes this Machan Ephraim. The Gemara, he says, 1 second. If the Machan Ephraim is right in the Ramban, what does the Ramban say? That whenever you're doing something with permission, you're considered not a mazik. Fine. So Zok Machan Ephraim. So 1 second. How do you learn the Gemara in Baba Kama Taflamid Beis? What was our Gemara? The husband has permission to live with his wife. So why is he chayef? You told me whenever you have permission to live with someone, you're no longer another mamazik.
Well, you're not an uman either. I mean, there's a difference.
No, but uman is just an example of why you have rishus. Uman is just what gets you the rishus. Once you have the rishus. So here I have rishus because that's what it says in the tshuva, the husbands and wives live together. Listen to the stipler. Umachna fry mikshim daf lam beis, the boy amazik is ishta betash reads the kim the rishus kovit potter. Oidil my boy lelunio umaskin, the gemar comes out. Kim in the ovid maisa chayv. Alma, the mashe rishus kovit ain't a poitre. The fact that you have rishus doesn't help you. Why? The tira tu, kivan de isla hano, havale kishoyme socher. Vav de chiyuva medin shoyme veloy medin adam amaz. Listen to this, Machan Ephraim. Unbelievable. Says the Machan Ephraim that the pshat is, according to the Ramban, when you pay for something, then you chayv. You know why? Because when you pay me, you make me a shoymer on your object. You don't make me, the pshat is I'm still not an adam amaz. Because I can't be an adam amaz because I have a rishus. But when you pay me, now I become a shomer sachar, and I'm chayiv al shomer. As I learned the Ramban, the male zok the Machan Ephraim. That's pshat an argument that when your mazik is ishtoi, you have rishus. Good, you have rishus. You're not another mazik, but because you have she has chiyuvim to you, and you have chiyuvim to her, you become like a shomer sachar. So when you're mazik your wife in tashmish, you're not chayiv al odom mazik. You're chayiv al shomer. Right, the Gemara puts in the same category, but you're not chayav asad mamazik, because according to Ramban, you can't be asad mamazik when you have rishus. So what's the sibas achiyev? You achiyev is a new title called shomer. Now, why do I find this interesting? Which means, according to the Ramban, the whole sugi of amazik is ishtay, which was the whole sugi where everyone got all up in arms about that the isser to be chayav your wife, is not really 100% true, because you don't see that there's an isser there. All you see is you chayav al shomer. You chayav al shomer doesn't mean you were ever an isser. You were never a Yosef. Again, all we have is a Gemara. The Gemara says you have a chiyuv mamonos and your mazik is yishtay. We assume that chiyuv mamonos was from a mazik, and we say, well, if you have a chiyuv mazik, you have an iser mazik. But if you remove the is the chiyuv mamonos from mazik, and you replace it with shomer, so maybe he's talking out of the Yosef. Maybe it's no Yosef anymore. Which is unbelievable. Now, the problem with this Machan Ephraim is the disciple says, 1 second. You're going to be a shomer for your wife? You're going to be a shomer sachar on a person? Is that loy matzal? In fact, the stipler, we ever find such a concept that you're showing yourself on a person? Showing yourself on an animal, maybe. Let's give an example of Havdah. Let's say a girl babysits kids, and she's not careful with them. She tells me she's going to be chayav al shomer sachar. Can't imagine. Shomer sachar. Shomer sachar is not on people. Shomer sachar is on objects. But according, it comes out, according to this Machan Ephraim, according to the stipler, our whole sugya doesn't work anymore.
Why? We can make the jump, maybe, certainly on slaves, you could be considered shomer.
No, that's his raya. That's what I didn't get to. We ran out of time. If you read the stipler, it means right from Rashi Kedusha that on slaves you can't be a shomer sachar.
Cannot. Oh, then you have problems.
Right. But what do I want with this? My point is that if you go like this Ramban, according to the Machan Ephraim, that the chiyuv mamonos reflected in Baba Kama is not from Adam Amazik, but rather it's from shomer, that I don't see how you prove there's an Issa la Yosef on Ishtar. Not that I'm saying that you shouldn't. That I'm not saying that you shouldn't be machmir and not to hate your wife Chas v'Shalom. I'm just saying from Lomdus, according to this Machan Ephraim, but this Ramban, it comes out that you have no raya anymore that there's an Issa la Yosef just from the fact that you chayev b'chayvel Ishtar b'tash b'shamit. Okay, Mitzvah. Next week we're going to talk about Tainus Nidche. Next Sunday, Mitzvah on the fast day, we'll talk about the sugya of Tainus Nidche.
Benny.